27 pro-Palestinian activists arrested in UCLA unrest, Congress investigates. By Joel B. Polak on June 12, 2024. 27 pro-Palestinian activists were arrested during another protest at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, on Monday, as the House of Representatives expanded its inquiry into anti-Semitism at the school. UCLA was the setting for some of the ugliest scenes in the country during the wave of encampments this spring. Activists barred Jewish students and journalists from areas on campus. Police only intervened after vigilantes struck. A source told Breitbart News that some Jewish faculty members are afraid to walk on campus because of roving bands of pro-Palestinian activists that harass Jews. The UCLA Daily Bruin, the student newspaper, reported. 27 pro-Palestine protesters were arrested outside Dodd Hall after multiple students and law enforcement officers sustained injuries during Monday protests commemorating Palestinians killed in the Israel-Hamas war. Over 100 pro-Palestine protesters set up encampments in Dixon Plaza, Kirkuf Patio and Shapiro Courtyard, in that order, Monday afternoon. The protests follow two previous encampments organized by the UC Divest Coalition and Students for Justice in Palestine at UCLA to demand that the UC divest from companies associated with the Israeli military. California Highway Patrol cars entered campus along Dixon Court outside Dodd Hall at 7:25 p.m. LAPD officers in riot gear carrying less than lethal weapons formed a line in front of Shapiro Courtyard at 7:50 p.m., joining CHP, the Culver City Police Department and UCPD. Police fired pepper bullets at the crowd on campus shortly after midnight on Tuesday morning, the paper added. The Times of Israel reported, video clips from UCLA showed masked anti-Israel protesters accosting Rabbi David Gurevich and calling him a pedophile, attacking a security guard, assaulting a journalist and yelling at a university administrator that he is not safe. The Daily Bruin also reported that the Republican-run House Committee on Education and the Workforce is expanding its probe into UCLA, with possible consequences for federal funding. The United States House of Representatives announced Monday that it had initiated a review into UCLA's federal funding and learning environment amid the Department of Education's investigation into anti-Semitism on the university's campus. In a letter signed by six Republican committee chairs and addressed to Chancellor Jean Block, UC President Michael Drake and UC Board of Regents Chair Richard Lieb, the House expressed concern regarding the ongoing and pervasive acts of anti-Semitic harassment and intimidation at UCLA. The letter said the U.S. Department of Education Office for Civil Rights opened an investigation into UCLA for shared ancestry violations under Title V of the Civil Rights Act based on these claims of discrimination, which include anti-Semitic harassment and intimidation. This investigation comes after Block's hearing in front of the Majority Republican Committee May 23 regarding campus anti-Semitism. At the hearing, Block concurred with other university leaders that the phrase "from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," which was recited at the UCLA Palestine Solidarity Encampment, can be seen as anti-Semitic. However, he opposed the claim that UCLA had become a hotbed of anti-Semitism. Representative Virginia Fox, RNC, who chairs the committee, told UCLA and several other universities at a hearing last month that they should be ashamed of the encampments and the general climate of anti-Semitism on campus. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.